Are you curious about bodies, pleasure, and possibilities? And what about curious about what others are up to on the planet when it comes to pleasure, sex, and play? Have you considered what pleasure can do for your life, your body, and your bank account? Do you know something magical, delightful, and out of this world orgasmic is not only possible for you, but totally available to you? If you're ready to be the magical, sexual, sexy beast you know you can be, and you just need the tools to get there, you're in the right place. Now, here is the host of The Pleasure Zone, sex, relationship, and intimacy coach, and holistic health practitioner, Milica Jelinic.
Welcome, my sweet pleasure seekers. We are going to be talking about releasing performance anxiety tonight so we can unlock better sex. So unlock better sex by releasing performance anxiety. One of the reasons that I actually really love talking about all things to do with sex and health and how they kind of come together is because in my daily practice as a holistic health practitioner, I found a number of years ago that a lot of people would come with health issues, but what they really had going on, ultimately, a lot of times it was causing stress or relationship issues. And a lot of those stem down to things that had to do with sex and intimacy and past traumas. So it all kind of came together. And then what did I do? I ended up getting this show, The Pleasure Zone, over 11 years ago. I started the show in 2014, July of 2014. So depending on what year you're listening to this, this has been going on for that long. And one of the things like that I had in my life was actually performance anxiety, not necessarily related to sex, but sort of sometimes as well. And one of the things that I particularly had performance anxiety about was talking to people in the public. So it's kind of wild that I have this podcast. And one of the other things that I did for a number of years was I did a lot of things that were in the entertainment industry where I felt a lot of pressure when I was going in to do the gig of the night. And the performance anxiety would have me like actually feel frozen, like crying, weeping, sometimes like huddled, you know, in a fetal position, crying, weeping, and like losing it, feeling like my life was under threat. It was freaking scary. I never got medicated. I'm just going to say that in case people are like, well, what did you do to change that? I didn't actually get medicated. I knew that that wasn't something I wanted to be on for life or have any adverse reactions to medications. I don't do well with medications as it is. I can barely take things like Tylenol without getting extra sick. So I needed to find solutions that would work for me. And that's partly why I ended up in the holistic health field, is because of all the different things I did to help me, not just with anxiety, but also to overcome trauma. So all the things that I actually offer people are all the things that I used for myself to heal. And what I do know is that as much as performance anxiety can be for things like if you're on stage or if you're doing things like this, like a podcast, performance anxiety can also be in the bedroom. It can absolutely show up with sex. And that situation can lead, performance anxiety can lead to things like loss of erections, loss of ability to get connected, to be turned on. So when you experience anxiety, your body goes into fight or flight. Your sympathetic nervous system kicks in and basically tells you that, you know, you need to either get up, stand up and fight, or run and flee. And that sensation that your body is potentially under threat for death is real. It is incredibly real, to the point where anybody who's truly experienced it knows that you really actually feel like you could be having heart attacks. So it's intense. It's super, super intense. And There are ways to get medicated to get help for that, and there are a lot of other things you can do in the holistic health field to help that as well. If that's something you've experienced and you're somebody who also doesn't do well with medication, that is, let's say, pharmaceutical medications, and you'd like to see what else is out there, please do connect with me. It is something that I have a lot of experience with and have helped a lot of people be able to navigate their anxiety. So if you could change that, do you want to? And if so, connect with me. You can find me on my website, militsayelenich.com. I'm always happy to have a meet and greet, a free consultation with you. Send me an email if you want, and I can also send you links to book that. Just take that little step of courage to get there, and then we can find out what is possible for you. So, performance anxiety, when it comes to sex, is actually more common than you might think. So, performance anxiety isn't just a man thing. A lot of people think performance anxiety is mostly what penis havers go through. If you have a penis and that penis can't have an erection and you're in fear, maybe you're thinking that you have to perform a certain way and show up a certain way, and that can cause a lot of stress. It also happens for women. We are going to be mostly focusing on men tonight, though, because I've started a series, including today, it's the third episode of a series that I'm specifically gearing towards men. So I hope you guys enjoy that. What I found actually is that TikTok seems to really like me talking about stuff for men, which I find interesting. I do not have a penis. I wasn't born in this life with one physically, but man, do I have an energetic one. But I can only talk about men's situation from men that I've been with in my life, and also from what men have told me. So that's where we'll be coming from. Also things I've read and all that jazz too, through research. But just know that having anxiety, if you go to have sex and you literally start to feel scared, or there's fear, or performance anxiety comes up, like, oh, I'm not good enough, I can't do this, and then either you speed through or you lose erection, you premature ejaculate, there can be a lot of things that could be going on, especially when we talk about erectile dysfunction in under the age of 40. That is more something that would be likely anxiety related. Can also be other things too, but it is probably to do with anxiety. So anxiety and sex do tend to go hand in hand. When there's, when somebody has a lot of anxiety anyway in their life, if they have anxiety on a daily basis for other things, like even for anxiety for going to work or social anxiety, then performance anxiety when it comes to sex will probably show up in the bedroom as well. Not always, but it's actually surprisingly common. Surprisingly common in that the stats are that between, and this is such a weird stat because the numbers are so vast, right? So there is an estimate that between 9 to 25% of men and 6 to 16% of women have actually experienced performance anxiety or possible effects of performance anxiety. And that was in an article that is in something called the Tanned Fawn Line. Anyway, it's medical journals and stuff. In the Journal of Sex Research, Volume 62, Issue 8. It's under Pressure, Men's and Women's Sexual Anxiety or Performance, something like that. So the The craziest thing is that sex research has been going on since the 1950s. Masters and Johnson, the Kinsey reports, all of those guys. There was some sex research before, but in a different way, where they weren't necessarily watching human behavior. They might have, it might have been more from a psychological standpoint, talking about dysfunctions or, women having excessive desire for sex, and that would be problematic too, because God forbid women had equally sexual energy to men. That would make them what? Oh, equal. Oh, yes, that's problematic. So that wasn't okay. Still isn't that okay nowadays either. We're barely being okay with women having orgasms and talking about it like it's natural. We're barely there. However, there's been over. Well, over 60 years of sexual research that's been done. And very rarely has there been any specific research done on sexual anxiety, although Masters and Johnson did talk about that a bit in one of a research they did in 1970. And there was another person who did research in around 2005, McCabe, and then somebody in 2020 Pike did research as well. But all of that really, look at those numbers, right? 9 to 25% of men. That's just like really vast difference. And that's like between 1 in 10 around and 1 in 4. That's a huge difference. And then for women, 6 to 16%. But anyway, a lot of times there's very little regard to any treatment. There are no ideas out there of what do you do for that. I mean, when it comes to erectile dysfunction, they usually go with, let's put you on erectile dysfunction meds like Viagra. No, I don't get paid by Viagra to say that, but that is the common one. There are other ones out there as well, whether they're injectables or there's things that you might ingest, creams that are supposed to be like enhancing creams. There's a lot of things out there, especially for men who have erectile dysfunction, and if it is anxiety related and their body's in fight or flight, you gotta get, there's a fundamental thing that happens biologically, which I don't understand. We know this. This is like research. This is known. Body goes into fight or flight. It is not interested in having any kind of connection necessarily. So if you're a person who is connection oriented when it comes to sex and you need to be able to know a person, then, which is some people would refer to that as demisexual. If you are kind of demisexual and you need to know a person and be able to feel comfortable with them and all those sort of things that would be connection oriented, if you need to have that, and you're in fight or flight, you can't do that. Performance anxiety puts you into fight or flight. When you're in fight or flight, you can't connect. When you're in fight or flight, your adrenals go up, and also your only thing at that particular point in time is survival. That's all you're trying to do is survive. It's not about pleasure. It's not even about digesting your food, really. When you're in fight or flight, digestion goes out the window. Pleasure goes out the window. Survival is the key. So when survival is the key, are you going to be able to perform? Not necessarily. What sometimes can happen is you can be under a lot of stress and duress, and then bodies will go into sort of like a automatic mode where if you rub, say, the genitals or something, then it has more to do with not that the person's experiencing pleasure, but there's just this automatic response in bodies that pressure on certain areas or trying to pleasure certain areas will elicit a reaction. Stimulation will elicit a reaction of sorts, and it might look like the person's aroused. It's just a reaction to stimuli, it's not pleasure. So there can be instances where somebody is experiencing a lot of anxiety, but they and performance anxiety, and then they might get sort of an erection, but then there could also be a lot of frustration with that. Also, they might not be exactly fully agreeing to what's going on. So there might not be consent involved either, and their body could be pressured into performing. There's a lot that can be going on. If we break it down really simply, is anxiety equals sympathetic nervous system kicking in to fight or flight. And when that happens, pleasure goes out the window because your body just wants to survive. So if your body just wants to survive, what is it going to do? It's probably not going to have you have an erection unless, or so we're going to stick with penis havers tonight. So it's not probably going to have you have an erection, or if you do get an erection, you might have maybe premature ejaculation, or that you have a hard time ejaculating because the pressure of even performing is there. So the pressure to have the orgasm can be big as well. And I can see that for a lot of men, if you're with a partner who just wants you to get it over with, then that pressure to just get it over with, I would think, would be quite daunting, especially if you're in it to try and enjoy it and your partner is like, oh, for the love of Jesus, just get this over with. Trying to like do anything and everything to turn you on, and meanwhile you're trying to enjoy it. It would be kind of like going to a really lovely restaurant and wanting to eat their most succulent dessert and savor it and like, you know, smell it, lick it, taste it, touch it, experience it fully. But instead you're like, come on, get out of here, finish that dessert, take what you want from that dessert and get the heck out of here. Savor the dessert. That's like savoring sex. Instead of having somebody say, oh, just, you know, like rush, 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 get it over. If you're with somebody who's trying to rush you into just getting it over with, they don't really want to be with you. Not in that moment. They might want to be with you at other times, but if they're trying to rush you, it's really not a good time to try and connect. And if you are having a hard time connecting, then you might be getting some anxiety around that. So we're going to head to our first commercial break. You're listening to The Pleasure Zone here on Inspired Choices Network, and I'm your host, Milica Jelinic, and we'll be right back.
Are you secretly a voyeur, wondering what's going on in other people's sex lives? What if now is the time for a totally different sexual evolution? Are you interested in people who are pioneers of different sexual and pleasurable practices? Lean in now with Milica Jelinic, where she will entice you and your body to know your own pleasure zone. On the Pleasure Zone radio show with sex, relationship, and intimacy coach, Milica Jelinic, you'll receive tools, inspiration, and a foundation to allow yourself to receive more in your sex life, and quite possibly other areas of your life as well. Listen for The Pleasure Zone with Milica every Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Central Time, 6 p.m. Mountain Time, and 5 p.m. Pacific Time on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is The Pleasure Zone with sex, relationship, and intimacy coach, Milica Jelinic. To participate in the program today, join our live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also make the choice to ask or comment by email, info@MilicaJelinic.com. Now, back to the program.
Welcome back, my sweet, sweet pleasure seekers. Tonight we are talking all about performance anxiety. I think it would be really good to just kind of get clear on what that is. So, sexual performance anxiety has been defined as the, and it can't, and so there's a few definitions, but what it is actually caused by in a lot of times is by relationship and social pressures. And one of the most common things is, which we talked about in the last segment, is anxiety, that it's most often caused by erectile, you'll see it as erectile dysfunction in men under 40. I had to wrap my brain around that. Sometimes I get super visual in my head, and all I can see is visuals. And when I'm thinking erectile dysfunction, all I was seeing is a whole bunch of erectile dysfunction. Had to move my brain around that. Thank you for bearing with me. So, also to just like get the clear definition on sexual performance anxiety, it is actually something that I think it was defined by, I think it was actually originally defined by Masters and Johnson, but I could be off on that one. They did a lot of definitions of a lot of things, and they also did a lot of research. So it's actually roughly defined as the fear of not being able to perform adequately during sex. So it can create things like worries and then lead to erectile dysfunction. Oh, I can't do it long enough, hard enough, good enough. My partner's not enjoying themselves enough or at all, and then the judgment kicks in. So a lot of performance anxiety comes from a lot of self-critique and self-judgment. It takes having somebody in your life as a partner who can be understanding, who can walk you through things, not as a therapist, but the patience of being able to sit and be with you while you go through that. And you can move away from the idea of performance and then move it into more of presence, which we've talked about in the last couple of episodes that are specifically for men. So if you kind of get out of the idea out of your head that you have to perform a certain way or you have to be a certain way, you know, what is pornography showing you that you think is true? Because a lot of times there's a comparison. So if you can just shift your focus from performance to presence, then the pleasure will show up, right? So here's a simple version. Shift your focus from performance to presence, and then the pleasure can show up. Yeah. So, yeah, I was trying to think of a math equation for that, but it's like presence minus performance equals pleasure. I think that would be the math equation. So, it can be something that through different techniques, there's a lot of different techniques on presence, becoming present with your partner. That can be super helpful. So breathing techniques, communicating openly, saying how you feel. And I know that's one of the hardest things for men, especially saying how you feel in a vulnerable way that isn't just saying that you'd like sex or, but to say, you know, I really enjoy, you know, having sex with you because I feel deeply connected to you when we have sex. And then when we don't, I sometimes feel disconnection. Right? Instead of saying, you never have sex with me. Well, what you're really saying is that you feel hurt and sad and that you're not feeling connection and that you'd like to feel connection. So, being truthful, honest, and using more words than you would with, you know, your usual caveman response. So, learning how to actually communicate is going to be a gift for you and also for your partner. So, communicating openly, learning how to breathe, learning how to just be with your partner, and then not having to seek the ultimate pleasure, because the ultimate pleasure can definitely show up when you are just there for your partner. And you can absolutely also seek help in any different ways. There's, you know, sex therapist. I'm a sex and intimacy coach. We do give you lots of tools as sex and intimacy coaches. That's what we're trained to do, is to give lots of different tools for self-evaluation and then look at different ways of getting creative on how you can bring more pleasure in, and we give you ideas, but then you can come up with your own ideas. And yeah, so coaching is a little different than therapy, is a little different than just medicating for it. So there's a lot of different ways you can go about resolving or starting to even just have a better understanding of where the performance anxiety is coming from. Some of the things, if you're not sure if you have performance anxiety, but you think you might, some of the things that you might notice are erectile issues. And so men aren't just the ones with erectile tissue. Internally, women have erectile tissue, and stimulating that internal tissue in the vagina, and also, so the clitoris isn't just that little nub that you see. It kind of wraps around all over and even inside of it. So it's if you actually arouse that area, the reason why sex feels so great when you have an erection is because there's more surface area that's being stimulated than when you don't have an erection. It's also that, you know, everything kind of comes to the surface more, and so that also gets stimulated more. But same is true for anybody who has a vagina. And so actually bringing the blood flow down into the groin helps to make that area a lot more geared to pleasure, right? So you have more surface area that can get turned on. So like vaginal massages, yoni massages, that is a great way to begin to bring stimulation to that area. So if you feel like you have maybe not enough skill set or knowledge, or your partner's not interested, there are some very fundamentally simple things to know about biology that can help move your way into having more pleasure, and then being able to use language that maybe your partner is comfortable with too. Maybe your partner likes to have naughty talk, but sometimes partners don't, and they just want to say the words very technically. So it's really more about presence, right? So yoni massage requires a lot of presence if you're actually going to do it well. And you can be super present with your partner while you do that. That will help them relax. That will help you relax. That's going to help the pleasure come in a different way. Pleasure and come in a different way. I should have said it that way. So if you have fears that something's going to happen, if you've had, you know, negative experiences in the past, if you've been judged or critiqued for how you perform, then you might have performance anxiety, because maybe you're just more hesitant on doing things or reluctant to do things because you feel like you're going to be judged. You just want to know, you just want to do what you know, right? So I get that. And then maybe your partner's rejecting that because they're like, I'm kind of bored. And you're like, but I got to do what I know, because if I don't do what I know, I could mess up. And if I mess up, you're never going to want to do this with me. And if you never want to do this with me again, oh my God, da-da-da. You know, anxiety can throw you into loops of things that make absolutely no logical sense. Anxiety is not logical. It is 100% survival. And it absolutely is just your body trying to survive that fight or flight experience. So there also might be societal things that will have you believe that you have to perform. And as much as women have body issue images, men definitely have body issue images. I can't remember. I was talking to a guy about this recently, who was a client, and he was talking about his body issues. And, you know, talking about how even when you look at bodies from like the 1980s And, bodies now, even on TV. Actually, recently, my husband's been watching Miami Vice. And the other day, there was an episode where one of the guys, I think it was like the top dude of the Vice, can't remember what his name was, not the Don Johnson guy, but one of the other guys. And the version of fit that we saw in the 1980s is very different than the version of what people think fit is now. It's like ripped and everybody's like gym oriented. Fit before was somebody who was quite just like healthy looking with lean muscle mass. They weren't like six packs or something like somewhere 10 years down the road. Baywatch comes out and then the six packs start coming out or something. I don't know what happened there. Maybe it was only not even 10 years down the road, but I can see that it's changed a lot. And the idea of even what is attractive, society saying what is attractive in men is different than it was even 30 or 40 years ago. So those body image things are real for men just as they are for women. And there's often a lot of anxiety around just showing up as yourself too. So that can be a contributing factor to performance anxiety, not feeling like you look like the guys that all the women are going gaga over, or all the guys that the guys are going gaga over, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So we're going to head to our next commercial break. You're listening to The Pleasure Zone here on Inspired Choices Network, and we'll be right back after this commercial break. I'm your host, Milica Yelenich.
Are you secretly a voyeur, wondering what's going on in other people's sex lives? What if now is the time for a totally different sexual evolution? Are you interested in people who are pioneers of different sexual and pleasurable practices? Lean in now with Milica Yelenich, where she will entice you and your body to know your own pleasure zone. On the Pleasure Zone radio show with sex, relationship, and intimacy coach, Milica Yelenich, you'll receive tools, inspiration, and a foundation to allow yourself to receive more in your sex life, and quite possibly other areas of your life as well. Listen for The Pleasure Zone with Milica every Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Central Time, 6 p.m. Mountain Time, and 5 p.m. Pacific Time on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is The Pleasure Zone with sex, relationship, and intimacy coach, Milica Yelenich. To participate in the program today, join our live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also make the choice to ask or comment by email, info@MilicaYelenich.com. Now, back to the program.
Welcome back, my sweet pleasure seekers. Tonight we are talking all about performance anxiety, especially when it comes to performance and sex. And this particular episodes are pretty much geared to the penis havers out there. So one of the main things we've been talking about with performance anxiety is a lot of it is erectile dysfunction showing up and then not feeling like you can perform, not feeling like you're good enough. And a lot of times the questions that are kind of running through people's heads when it comes to sexual performance anxiety is like, am I good enough? Can I even satisfy this person that I'm with? What if I lose my erection? What if I take too long? What if I never get off? What if I get off too fast? What if I don't last long enough? What if I last too long? What if she or he doesn't like it? Like, What if I don't even know what I'm doing? What if they like something different but are too scared to ask? Blah, 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 blah. So many things. So all those fears do not mean that you're broken. All those fears basically mean that when those come up, your body might be telling you something. So first, check in with your body. If you're wondering, are you good enough? So something to check in with that is, where did you start to believe that you're not good enough outside of the bedroom? So have you been told your whole life you're not good enough? Because that can often be one of those thought processes that loops and then comes into the bedroom, and that can create problems. The same would go for the question of whether, can I satisfy that person? If you've always been told that you're not good enough and that you'll never make anybody happy, then the chances are you're going to carry that thought into the bedroom. And the part about losing, will I lose an erection? Yeah, you might. But also, that is also, there's probably some stuff going back too around, whether it's like feeling masculine enough or whether it's feeling like you're attractive enough, or that you're attracted to your partner enough. Like, there's some self-value that goes on with that too. If you start to dig a little bit deeper on some of those, you'll start to realize that some of these fears that come up are actually there to help you do a self-evaluation. Maybe there's some healing to do there too, and it may be protecting you from moving forward with a partner that's going to throw you into a loop that you've already been in, right? So, am I good enough? Will I satisfy them? Oh, what if I can't get an erection? Okay. You know what? If your body is really afraid, your body might have information there for you. And that information might be saying something to the effect of, this person reminds me of other people who have said these things to me or done these things to me. And it might remind you of them just because maybe they have a similar body, but maybe they don't even have the same personality. Maybe those fears come up because they're wearing the same perfume that another person who said those things to you is wearing, and those scent memories can come back and trigger things. The only way you'll know where this stuff originates is if you actually talk to somebody or do some really deep diving journaling, self-evaluation. But I do recommend talking to somebody who has experience because that will help you to, when you bounce it off of somebody, I've always found it to be more helpful. I personally went to therapy weekly for 14 years, and I still, when I need to go talk to somebody, I have my people. So there's no shame in it. And if you feel uncomfortable, but you're like, hey, you seem like a person I could talk to, blah, 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 I am a person you can talk to. So you can find me on my website, militsayelenich.com, and you can connect with me. You can pretty much be like, you know what? I can only get erections when I watch porn, because maybe that also is a safe place, right? Because you don't have to perform when it's porn. You don't have somebody there telling you that, do this or do that or the other, and you don't know if you're doing it right. So if you happen to have a partner who has performance anxiety, you can, if they're open to conversation and you want to get on a call with me, that would be cool too. If you have a partner that is also just open to having conversation with you about things, then giving them reassurance and good feedback, right? Am I good enough? What would you give for feedback? You would let them know all the things you really enjoyed. I really loved it when you stroked my clit this way, when you did this thing to my nipples. I really loved it when you stroked my back or spanked my butt. I really loved all of those things, these things. Like, tell them where they are good enough. When somebody feels they aren't good enough, giving them critiques is gonna shut them down. So you need to give them positive feedback so they feel more willing to experiment, try, and be open. So also giving them feedback on where they did satisfy you can help with some of the performance anxiety, so they feel like they are doing a good job, right? The same can go for a lot of different other performance anxieties, but we're talking about sex tonight, so that's what we're going to gear it towards. So if you are having those fears and your body going into anxiety is just trying to survive because those fears feel like they could be death, but also find out if they are, if there's something that's reminding you of something else going on that's kicking that anxiety in. Sometimes they're triggers. Sometimes they're just like experiences that remind you of something. Triggers are much bigger. They're energetically like bigger, but they also are psychologically. The trigger is very different than just like a warning, right? So a trigger will often send you right back into the experience, like a trauma experience, and you, your body will probably relive it exactly, where a warning is just like, or discomfort is like, oh, I don't like that. It's very different than experiencing it, and you're having your body reiterate it repeatedly. So I think we have enough time for this. Let's try a little 90 second reset for your bodies. So this is a reset that can help interrupt anxiety. You can either sit or lie comfortably. Doesn't really matter. Don't do this if you're driving or operating heavy machinery. You're going to inhale through your nose for 4 seconds. So that was a long four for me, but I like a deep inhale, and then exhale for 6. So you can exhale through your nose as well if you want. I'm a little snotty tonight, so I'm not going to do that exhaling through my nose on camera. But inhale and then exhale. Okay, that wasn't so bad. I did exhale through my nose and I didn't like blow snot everywhere. So yay me. So do that inhale for 4, exhale for 6. Inhale for 4, exhale for 6. And then just notice your lower belly and your pelvis. As you breathe in for 4 and exhale for 6, inhale for 4 and exhale for 6. You can put on a timer for 90 seconds while you do that. Just notice all the energy going into your butt. It's going to get you grounded. It's going to get you out of your head. It's going to calm down the adrenals that are in fight or flight. And then check. Check around you. Check your space. Check if you're safe. Make sure, you know, if there's no fires going on or anything like that, take those breaths. Check that you're safe. And if you are safe, say, I am safe. I'm safe. I'm safe. And then slow your body down completely. And you can just breathe. And you can also touch, say, like touch your heart or touch your thigh, have a point of connection. That's going to start to help reset your nervous system, just in for 4, out for 6. There are more sophisticated breaths where you do breath hold and things like that. There's many, many different kinds of breathing. This one's pretty simple to remember. In for 4, out for 6. You're just breathing out a little longer than you're breathing in for, and that helps to reset the nervous system. And then arousal can come back because you're also going to be bringing the blood flow back to the genitals, away from the muscles and the brain and the heart. You're going to have it circulating the whole body again. Because when you are in fight or flight, the blood flow will leave your genitals and it will go to do things like support your muscles and support your heart and do a whole bunch of other things just to keep your body safe and alive. And it redirects it to things like organs as well, just for immediate survival. So when you breathe in for 4, out for 6, it will help your body calm down so that the blood flow can get restored and will go back to genitals, and that way you can have arousal again. Isn't that fun? It seems so simple, right? So it takes you out of panic and into presence is the whole point of in for four, out for six. In through your nose for four, out through your nose for six, or in through your nose for four, out through your mouth for six. Either one works. So we are going to head to our next commercial break, last commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to have a little bit more other methods to help you go if you're experiencing anxiety, what you can do, especially performance anxiety, and see what we can do on that one. So we'll be right back after this commercial break.
Are you secretly a voyeur, wondering what's going on in other people's sex lives? What if now is the time for a totally different sexual evolution? Are you interested in people who are pioneers of different sexual and pleasurable practices? Lean in now with Milica Jelinic, where she will entice you and your body to know your own pleasure zone. On the Pleasure Zone radio show with sex, relationship, and intimacy coach, Milica Jelinic, you'll receive tools, inspiration, and a foundation to allow yourself to receive more in your sex life, and quite possibly other areas of your life as well. Listen for The Pleasure Zone with Milica every Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Central Time, 6 p.m. Mountain Time, and 5 p.m. Pacific Time on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. This is The Pleasure Zone with sex, relationship, and intimacy coach, Milica Jelinic. To participate in the program today, join our live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also make the choice to ask or comment by email, info@MilicaJelinic.com. Now, back to the program.
Welcome back, my sweet pleasure seekers. So, in this little last segment, I'm going to see how much information I can give you guys. Sometimes I go overboard in the last 10 minutes, but I'll see what I can do. I want to offer you as much information as I can get in that you can do for yourself. So I'm going to give you a few tools that can calm your body during sex or sexual moments, right? So it doesn't necessarily mean coitus, as Sheldon would call it from Big Bang Theory, but it can be sexual moments, right? It could be oral sex, or you could even just be having some mutual masturbation going on, anything like that. So some simple things to do. One of them is, I think we've talked about this quite a lot, the slow sex method by Nicole Daydone has written a book about that. And it's actually a really more like an ancient technique of really slowing it down. And, you know, going slower than turtle speed, slower than slow. And one of the things that happens when you're going super slow, actually, let me give you an example. So when you do things like movements that are super slow, so like the somatic body work I do, I move bodies really slow. What starts to happen is you become very engaged with your body and very aware of your body. So your body awareness increases, the sensations in your body increase, and you can become aware and aroused even just by like movements of your arm, because your body starts to wake up in ways that it didn't do before. So when you slow down sex, it's kind of like having really slow motion movement with your body, where you become hypersensitive and hyper aware of very minute feelings. So imagine that you have, since this is for the penis havers mostly, you're inserting into an orifice and you're going super slow. So head of the penis is inserting into an orifice, anus, vagina, mouth, whatever or other orifice you might be aware of that I'm not aware of. And you go really, really slow. That anticipation energy and that presence that intensifies like all sensation. So you're entering, I know my visuals on here are kind of strange with my hands, but I'm trying not to be overly obvious. So You've got like insertion happening and it's going really slow. The anticipation buildup for the person who's being penetrated is awesome. There will often be like the desire to just be like, ah, oh, shove it in. I know that was aggressive, but it can feel like that. But then also the anticipation of not shoving it in and just having that like slow motion happening where you're like, ah, oh, it's just like that. I love that feeling of just like so slow going in, just like ever so slow. And the body can get more and more alive and aroused while you do that. And so slow movements increase arousal and they decrease anxiety. Those slow movements will help your body calm down, like kind of like just sitting still, right? So you start to calm down and then your nervous system starts to reset and then you can start to have pleasure. So you get out of survival mode and into pleasure mode. They're very different parts of the body. In the brain, actually, they're very different parts of the brain, also very different reactions in the body hormonally as well. So, for vulva owners out there, if you go really slow, you just imagine what it's like to have anything inserted or even just externally being touched in a really slow way. Delightful, right? For penis owners, just having anything, just like this slow insertion. I imagine if I had a penis, that it would be an awesome experience to just go in ever so slow, ever so tantalizing, ever so teasing, and just being ever so present and patient that I think it would be delightful. I know if I had a penis, I would be out there wanting to probably have as much fun with it as possible, but I would be doing it in the slowest way so I could be the most tantalizing present lover of all time. I'd want to be like known for my skills as a penis owner for sure. That's what I know about me. So that was pretty extensive on the slower methods, slow methods. You can also do things like just focus on all pleasure before focusing on performance, right? So what can give you pleasure? All those like different touch things I talk about on this show, like exploration of touch, exploration of all senses actually. You can like deep dive into one sense and just like immerse yourself with just even things like smelling your partner or looking at your partner, touching or kissing or like tasting, right? So you can immerse yourself in a sense, and you could do that for an entire week. You could dedicate a week to each sense if you wanted to, like the five ones that people normally discuss. But then there are things that are more beyond that, like interoception and proprioception, and those are all sensory awarenesses as well. So what I do know is that pleasure is like the antidote to anxiety. And pleasure can occur when you slow down. If you took 20 minutes in the morning and 20 minutes in the evening to literally just do nothing and be present, put away your phone, put away your everything, and just be. It doesn't mean you have to meditate, just be present, breathe, be aware of your breath. You'll probably find your life and your days are going to go by a lot better, and the anxiety will essentially no longer exist. The reason I say that is because, guys, I lived it. Remember, I lived it, right? So I know what that's like. I've experienced a tremendous amount of anxiety. I've experienced a tremendous amount of trauma. So I speak from experience on these things. And I do know that you can go from a place of trauma or from living a life where you have anxiety attacks on a regular basis to not having them. And I know that that's something that's possible in a very natural way. But I also know that sometimes you need to have intervention. So I don't judge that if that's something you need. But if you would like to connect, connect with me through my website,
Melitza. Thank you for choosing to listen to The Pleasure Zone with sex, relationship, and intimacy coach, Melitza Yelenich. We'll return next Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Central, 6 p.m. Mountain Time, and 5 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. We hope you'll join us. Until then, have the best week of your life by choosing to be turned on and tuned in to your body.